You are listening to Crosstalk. A safe place to discuss addiction, recovery, harm reduction, and everything in between. Support for this podcast comes from the Kentucky Opioid Response Effort and Advocates of Recovery. Content and production by the team at Turning Point Recovery Community Center. Now, buckle up and get ready for the show.
Welcome everyone to Crosstalk Recovery, the recovery podcast that supports all forms of recovery. I'm Matt Lewis, and I'm here with
Sam Peterson,
JT Davenport.
Welcome, guys. This is going to be fun. We are welcoming JT to the Turning Point crew. We love JT. JT is a fellow brother of Centerpoint.
Yes, sir.
Came through there behind us, behind Sam and I, and you know, he stayed. He peer mentored.
He's a repeat guy like me, though, so I knew JT.
Oh, retread, huh?
I knew JT from the first time.
2014.
Yeah, we went through together in 14. So.
Yeah, well, this time he got it right.
Yeah, like me.
Yeah. Second time's the charm, as they say.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he recently worked at Centerpoint after you peer mentored.
Yeah.
You know,
he was a free agent.
Transport guy.
Oh, free agent. Yeah. You know. And now looked into the salary cap, got us a new employee.
Yeah, right. You know, he's our new mascot, our resident troll or
leprechaun.
Yard gnome. Oh, leprechaun.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of leprechauns, St. Patty's Day is coming up, my friend.
Yeah.
We got to utilize this. Yeah, if you're listening, watch. You'll know what we're talking about. But we just wanted to have JT on today because he's new here. We always like to try and introduce our new employees to everyone via the podcast and have him tell a little bit of his story, his journey through and into recovery, and why he, you know, graced us with his presence here at Turning Point.
Right.
What you got?
part of my story, I guess. I, like he said, I'm a retread. Was at Center Point. I didn't get it the first time. I just didn't pay attention to anything. I was younger. This time I wanted something different. I got a son at home that I'm trying to get back in my life. After I graduated Center Point, I was only going to stay for one term as a peer mentor, but my 18-year-old brother overdosed and died, and then 3 months later, my sister, she overdosed and died, so I want to be able to help people more. So now I'm in college trying to become a drug and alcohol counselor, and I'm becoming a peer support to try to help people. Yep. About it.
Yeah, man, that's a powerful story to help people.
It is,
and it's,
man.
It's real sad. I'm sorry for your loss.
It is sad. It's a touchy subject, so I don't really talk about it a whole lot, but especially, I don't know, I feel kind of nervous right now, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, brave of you to share it on here, and, like, honestly, man, the way you handled it is been such an example to so many other people, you know. I mean, I used to would have used something like that as an excuse to return to using, or, you know, just to say, what's the point of this, as you're losing people that you care about and family members, and you chose to turn it into a positive and try to use it to try and inspire you to help people and prevent that from happening for other people.
Well, for a while, I felt like it was my downfall, and it was my motivation at the same time. You know, I'd wake up in the morning not want to get out of bed, but then I had a picture of both of them, and I'd look at it, and I'd be like, I got to be a voice for them and for me, you know. So I'd just push through it every day. I tell myself every morning that I'm on a mission from God and can't nothing, nobody stop me.
Right.
That's what I do every day. I still do that.
It's powerful.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And then you also struggle with back problems on top of that.
Yeah, I got pretty bad back problems, but I deal with that.
Yeah. But it's just something else to, like, you know, you carry a lot of burdens.
Yeah.
You're such a small leprechaun. And, you know, but you carry it well, man. And that's what I respect you for that.
Yeah, honestly. Me too. And, you know, I guess we'll give you a compliment, so don't pass out or anything.
That'd be a first ever.
But, you know, I mean, you're even an inspiration to me in your recovery, you know, going through some of the things you went through. I've not had to experience, and, you know, and watching you grow and helping others through all that, man, it's definitely inspiration to me in my own recovery. And I'm just like other people's, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, like I tell people, I have to turn it as to look at it as an opportunity to better myself and to help others. If I look at it as a real negative, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's sad. But if I look at it real negative, then I'm going to be real negative about it. You know what I mean? So I try to be positive and try to use it as an opportunity to better myself.
Well, it's literally you're practicing the program that we all work, you know, of looking at focusing on the positive things that you can in your life, changing your perspective on it, being grateful for what you have. I mean, you could let all these negative things that have happened in your life drag you down, or you can, you know, choose to focus on what you have in front of you and what you can do and to help other people and how you can, you know, like living the happy. And you normally you're a pretty happy guy,
right?
You know, for the most part.
Yeah, I like to aggravate some, you know. Everybody thinks that I'm in a bad mood sometimes, but I'm really never in a bad mood.
I get the same thing, you know.
Yeah,
it's just my personality.
Yeah, I understand. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, we joke about it a lot. We joke with each other a lot. Like JT bowled with us for most of, we talk about bowling on here a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And still planning on doing the bowling podcast.
Yeah, there's the pitch.
I know the audience is, can't wait.
I mean, we've been getting all the emails and letters. Like, when are you going to do the bowling podcast?
We're just letting the anticipation build.
We're almost there. We've almost got it together.
Yeah. But JT bowled with us this whole league season almost till, you know, school started getting in the way of it recently. But, you know, it really, he was terrible the whole time, so it didn't really matter.
Yeah, I mean, his average is, you know, like when you're in a league, like, you know, if there's somebody's not there, like him not being there, it seems like it's been beneficial.
No, because you know what, I miss giving him a hard time.
That, oh yeah.
Or having somebody to be worse than me sometimes.
Yeah, that too. I've been struggling here lately, which we had a good night the other night, so.
Yeah, we have fun with it, man, but
yeah. So what's next, JT, in your life, you know? You're working here. You got any goals past being a
He's in school.
Well, I'm in school. I want to become a drug and alcohol counselor.
There it is.
I don't. It's going to take a while. So
yeah.
And the process, peer support, it'd be kind of like, I mean, where it's one on ones. You know, it'd be like being a counselor.
Mm-hmm.
So just more of what I want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is a great training ground for that. You know, to be going. A lot of the people
we work with.
Are going to school for that.
And me and Matt's not.
No. we're not getting into that. Look, I'm too old. I've been to school. But I think it's awesome that there's so many people that are going to do it. I think Amanda.
Yeah, Amanda's going.
Daphne, Nathan. Yeah, almost all of them. So it's cool. You know, they're needed, you know.
Yeah.
It's definitely not easy. Where I come from, school was not really that important.
Where is that?
Logan County. I ain't never done nothing but really.
You know, another thing me and JT share is Logan County touches Muhlenberg County, where I'm from. Now,
yeah.
Muhlenberg County is better. Don't let him tell you any different. But,
ain't no way. ain't nothing there.
What, Muhlenberg?
Yeah.
That's paradise, bro.
Yeah. Do you have a town called Paradise?
No, we don't. We got a town called Dot.
Yeah. He's not lying. It's Dot.
But,
we always beat him at basketball, and you know.
Don't get started on basketball. And you're a Louisville fan.
Well, no, we're not talking college. We're talking high school. And look,
we're talking Dot versus Paradise.
We got a new coach on the way at Louisville. We don't know who it is going to be yet, but we're going to spend some money so we can get back competitive.
Yeah, a few years from now, we'll be talking smack again.
As a Louisville fan, how many times have you said it? A few years from now, this seems like I've been saying that my whole life.
Yeah.
They need to get Rick Pitino back.
Well, Rick's not coming back, man. And he's like, he's about to retire probably. I mean, I wouldn't expect he's got many years left.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Ain't no John Calipari, that's for sure.
Who's that?
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen anybody do less with more.
We'll be right back.
Hello, everybody. You want to know something? My biggest issue with meetings is, despite their name, they are never about me. Here at Turning Point, all of our meetings are for you and about you. We have meetings at least 3 times a day, 7 days a week. We are located at 415 Broadway, Paducah, Kentucky. Call 270-444-3621 for more information.
Hey, y'all. Did you know it's illegal to own just one guinea pig in Switzerland because they get lonely? Here at Turning Point, we don't want you to ever be lonely either. That's why we are open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Always feel free to come hang with our friendly staff, and don't forget your guinea pig. We're located at 415 Broadway Street, downtown Paducah.
That stuck him on that one a little bit.
Yeah. He's better recruiter than he is a coach, but he gets the best of the best most times.
Yeah, like I said, I've never seen anybody do that less with more. It's like I have the best recruits, but I still can't win. Didn't say a whole lot about him.
Mm. Yeah.
That's true. But I'm still diehard UK fan.
Well, yeah, I went out. We still get along, even with our differences.
Well, there's nothing worse than a fair weather fan, anyway. Yeah. Like, you don't see us running for the hills just because Louisville's no good right now.
Yeah. I've not got my tattoo covered up yet. So yeah. I've thought about it a couple times here lately.
Get one of those armbands that you just wear over it all the time. I play sports.
Just get it colored in like you did.
But this is a recovery podcast.
Yes, it is.
Not a sports podcast.
Sorry.
So JT, let's quiz you. Well, not quiz you, but like, what was one of the things that you, where did the whole thing finally click for you this time coming through Centerpoint? Like, what was the difference between the second time and the first time that you're like, really, I have to do this. I'm going to actually apply this as opposed to just.
Let's see. I was tired of being in and out of jail. I've done killed a 6-year sentence and a 12-year sentence, and I'm 32 years old. I got a son now, you know, and I want him in my life. I ain't going to lie, when I was going through the program, it didn't really click completely as much as it did after I graduated, you know. I graduated October 25th, and my little brother passed away November 22nd. And that's where I was like, well, I'm an opiate addict, and it could be me next. I mean, then my sister passed away, and I just kept pushing forward, you know. That's when it mostly clicked. It became more real to me, you know what I mean, that what could happen to me.
Right.
And I don't want to put my family through that. I don't want to die, you know. So, I mean, that's really when it clicked mostly.
Somebody's teaching class or something in the background.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it's a great class. Do you have a good relationship with your parents?
Yeah, pretty good. Me and my dad, we talk a lot. Me and my mom, Doug, on a daily basis. I mean, they live 2.5 hours away, but we still talk on a daily basis. My dad lives in Dot, but my mom lives in Bowling Green.
Do you have any other siblings?
I got 2 sisters left. I got one that's older than me, too. She's in recovery also. She's been clean for a while, about 3 years. She's an opiate addict just like me. And I got a younger sister that she's never done anything. She was different than all of us, you know. She wanted to be better than we was, so she done whatever she could to prevent it. She wanted him to drink or drug or nothing.
Yeah. Yeah,
seems to be the way it goes, you know, with family members.
Yeah. I mean, like I've talked about on here, my son was just saying he saw me doing all the things, didn't want to be anything like me, you know, so, which was a good thing at the time.
My mother's also an addict. She's in recovery also. And so 4 out of 5 siblings, four out of 5 of the kids was all addicts.
Yeah. So don't move to Dot. is what you're saying.
Well, there ain't nothing there but farmland. I mean, you can tell. You can
nothing
tell
to country, do but get high and die.
You can tell how country I am. You know, ain't nothing farmland around there.
Your country? I had no idea.
Yeah.
So tell us about the beard. What inspired the beard?
I don't really know, really, tell you the truth.
Just laziness?
No, not laziness. I just like the way it looks myself. I don't really care what other people think about it. You know, it's me.
I think it's magnificent.
As long as I brush it, it looks pretty good. Sometimes I don't brush it, you know.
Well, you got the show beard is what I like to call it on today. You know, the business.
Yeah, I'm brushed
business today. Beard.
I brushed it this morning. I bought me old beard straightener at home. Oh. It burns the crap out of it, though. I ain't using it.
I got some conditioner at my house I can give you.
I got some.
All right.
I got beard oil and conditioner.
Looks like it could use some conditioner. I feel like if I just, like, took a match past it, it would just all go up at once.
Well, we're not going to do that.
Can we do that as a fundraiser?
No, we're not
going to
do that.
Burn JG's beard off.
$5 a ticket. Whoever wins gets to burn JT's beard.
Yeah, we're not going to do none of that, no.
Oh, we could have it where people just throw flaming balls at you and you run back and forth.
Yeah, $5 per ball.
Me running's not going to work out. I don't move
fast. We could
get
you like one of them Segways or something, you know?
Yeah. That's what you need.
The back problem won't allow me to run, man.
Yeah, well, Segway then.
Yeah. Get him with some spiders or something.
Yeah. So I didn't. That's a good point. Thanks for bringing that up, JT. I did not know that Sam was so scared of spiders.
Well, they're vicious. All of them are vicious beings.
I mean, I don't like spiders.
No, they were like, you know, for people that don't know, I worked an AA program, and you do a fears list, and they were on that, you know, and pretty high up on the fears list, actually.
Probably number one, because I seen you jump out of the way.
Yeah, describe.
Well, you thumped one at me.
do a play-by-play, JT, on what happened, because I wasn't there to see this, and that's when I found out, and I was very sad that I didn't get to see it, because I love to see Sam fall down. I missed that.
Yeah, you missed that the other day.
I missed him. Run from spiders, or
you always miss me fall down. So, and I've fallen beside pretty close, and you just turned around and seen that.
Well,
I'd pay laying on the
I'd
ground
pay as little attention to you as possible.
Well, that's true.
Well, we was on the matter van, we was parked somewhere, and we were sitting there, and he just jumped back in the chair. I was like, "What's wrong with you?" He said, "It's a damn spider." So I was trying to be nice, and I was going to thump it, and I figured he would stomp it when I thumped it. No, he's like, "What is wrong with you?"
He thumped it at him?
Yeah.
At me. Yeah, he's like, "I was going to thump it at the ground." This is what I...
Was it a big spider?
It was like this big.
No, man. It wasn't the size of a pencil eraser.
It's like the elephant and the mouse.
Most definitely so.
Yeah.
It was funny.
That's great.
Yeah, I'm not fond of them.
Yeah, I was glad to find that out.
Yeah.
There's definitely some jokes coming your way.
Well, Bob, you know, just remember, I'm not afraid of snakes.
Well,
he is.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like, why does that matter? You know, because he is.
I'm not afraid of either one of them. I declared war on spiders for many years because I was bitten by a brown recluse, and that was terrible, and so then I killed every spider I met for a while, but now I'm just like, as long as they don't bother me, I'll let them be.
I try not to get in their way, and if they don't get in mine, that's cool. And if they're in my house, I just get a broom or something, make sure I keep distance.
Spiders or snakes?
Spiders.
Okay.
Snakes, you'll be able to see me run when I'm not even able to run.
Get the adrenaline pumping?
Yes.
What is it about snakes?
I had one crawl up my leg when I was a kid.
Yeah, snake trauma?
I guess. I don't know. I just don't like them.
Well, everything serves a purpose, you know? And even if that purpose was just to scare you guys, it was worth it to me.
Yeah.
Got to figure out what you're scared of next.
I'm scared of nothing, you know?
We'll find out.
I face my fears with courage today.
Your dog?
Talk about it all the time. Yeah.
I'm scared
of courage
is
my thing. And my,
what?
Most people are.
He's a vicious animal.
He's a sweet angel is what he is.
To you.
No, not even to me. I just keep telling him that. You know, it's like words of affirmation.
Yeah.
Believing it into existence.
Positive reinforcement.
There you go. When he's growling at me in his cage, it's like, I love you too.
We'll be right back.
Did you know that recovery from substance use disorder and mental health go hand in hand? That is why the caring and compassionate mental health professionals at Four Rivers Behavioral Health in Paducah are here to help you find your balance. They are proud of you for making the changes necessary to live a healthier life and would love to see you reach your full potential. Give them a call at 270-442-7121 or stop by the downtown location at 425 Broadway in Paducah, Kentucky.
One thing I have always wondered is who put the alphabet in alphabetical order. At Turning Point, our goal is to help you put your life back in order. If you struggle or have struggled with substance use disorder and are in need of help, come see us at 415 Broadway Street, Paducah, Kentucky, or call 270-444-3621 and sign up for peer support services with one of our friendly staff who have lived experience with addiction. Hope to see you soon.
So what? How long have you been with us now? A week or two?
It's going on 2 weeks.
Going on 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So he's not been able to do much, you know, because he's not peer support certified yet. Next week, peer support training.
Next week, yeah.
It's awesome.
I ain't really done nothing yet, but delivered Narcan, and that's about it.
Hey, that's a good job delivering the Narcan.
You're learning. I mean, that's what the first month is basically, is trying to learn it. Like, you're doing the podcast, went on a QRT call with me.
Yeah, I did do that. Went on Matter Band too.
Yep, Matter Band one day.
Yeah, I mean, there's always something going on around here, you know, and you got to just find your niche, you know, even if it's just being the mascot, maybe. I mean, if we could just get him to have to wear green every day. That'd be great. We got to talk to Brandon about that.
That's kind of green there. It's got a little green hue to it.
Where do you see green at? It's coming off the wall.
Where is it in the, when you get hired, like, other duties as a...
Assigned. Other, like, duties as assigned.
And we could just have it be like, and your new duty is you must wear green every day and this hat. Like, I'm going to find an ad in here, that one I did of JT that he wasn't on the podcast when we talked about him, where I put him in the...
Yeah, that's a good day.
The rainbow.
Yeah, the pot of gold, I remember.
Yeah,
it's a good one.
Time to bring that back.
I do have a fundraiser idea for St. Patrick's Day, and that's to dress JT up and take him all downtown and get him to... take pictures with people for $5, you know? Quick Polaroids with a little card or something.
Do you want a picture with this leprechaun?
Yeah.
That we caught. You have a chain on
it. Yeah, like, get a backpack and have, like, the pot of gold sticking out of it.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy.
Well, you know, we aspire to be the best at making fun of people, especially you.
It's all right.
But, you know, you take it well.
It don't bother me.
Yeah, we all do. That's why we enjoy each other so much. It's, we don't treat everybody we meet this way. Just so everybody knows. This is the treatment you get when you're considered a friend.
Yeah.
This is how we show love.
Am I talking crap to each other?
Yeah. It's, you know, it's sad. We're works in progress. You know?
I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Most time.
Yeah, I don't know.
Speaking of people not here to defend themselves, when are we going to ever have a podcast about the fact that Nathan has never seen Star Wars, really?
Yeah, I know. He was going to come on today. And it's always fun to pick on Nathan, too.
He's never seen Star Wars.
He acts like he's this nerd, but really all he is a Batman nerd.
You're right.
Weird.
Yeah, like, you know, like, weird. I feel like you've got to be, you know, in all aspects of the nerd fandom, you know, to really say you are. And we found out he was a poser.
No, he's definitely a poser. And then he likes to just trauma dump all over you all the time. But this might be the least recovery related podcast we've ever done.
It might be. So, what have you done? What's up you're grateful for today, Matt?
Oh, I'm grateful for God, for every opportunity to learn something new, to try to help somebody, and to continue to work on myself.
Ah, so there.
I've never said that before.
No. I'm actually grateful for you guys, all the guys that work with, and girls that I work with. Grateful for my God of my understanding, the program of recovery, I'm work, good friends, and just the good stuff we get to do all the time, you know? Like the fun stuff like today and then the stuff we get to do in the community is and actually feeling like maybe occasionally we're making a small difference in somebody's lives. I'm grateful for that.
I believe that we are. You know, we're if not anything, we're planting seeds, mm-hmm. you know, and making people aware of us. And, you know, the opportunities for us to do things and to continue to grow and help people grows exponentially day by day in this community, you know. Recovery ready community, all the things that we're doing that we have coming down the pipes, it's going to be awesome. What are you grateful for?
I'm grateful for my God. I'm grateful to be sober. I'm grateful that I ain't negative all the time after what I've been through. I'm really just grateful. There's a lot of things to be grateful for. I'm just grateful to really be grateful.
All right.
Yeah,
it's just a good day today. It's a little gloomy out, but we had a good day. We went out knocking doors today, me and Nathan, early this morning.
How'd that go? Talk to anybody?
Yeah, man. We didn't have a whole lot of time. We just wanted to get out for a minute, and we were out for about an hour, knocked on 30 doors, talked to 14 people, 11 boxes of Narcan distributed in that amount of times. It's a good morning.
Good. That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's really good. Yeah.
And, at-risk area that just experienced several overdoses, so it was a good day.
Yeah, me and Nathan are going to Centerpoint this afternoon to 3 o'clock class. MJT,
I'll be there.
You going too?
Yeah, I'll go to Centerpoint every Friday.
Well, you're not going to be in the class.
No, I'm going to come in and heckle you.
Oh, okay. Well, that'll be fun too. We're going to have fun with that. We're going to do Narcan training for the guys at Centerpoint and talk about the importance of aftercare.
Yeah.
You know, so
I think you got another Narcan training scheduled for a sober living home today.
Well, they never called me.
No, did they not? Okay. Well,
We'll get it scheduled.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll be out there.
Yeah.
In your community trying to save lives. So.
How old are you now, JT?
32. Yeah.
Man, you're getting up there.
Yeah. I feel like I'm about 80, but yeah.
Don't do drugs. You look it.
Yeah, you beat me to it. I mean, you open that up. Man, I wouldn't say a day over 72.
I can't wait till the red beard starts going gray.
Oh, it'll happen.
Well, you know, redheads, you know, we keep our color for longer than most people.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Where do you get these
because
statistics?
Because you don't tan?
That's probably right, yeah. But we don't have to be out in the sun as much. Neither do we produce more vitamin D easier.
Well, you don't. You can't be out in the sun more.
That's a fact. I can get sunburnt now. If I was outside, I'd get sunburnt and go inside, come back out 5 minutes later, get sunburnt again, have layers of skin peeling off within a week.
No fair skin.
Yeah. It's like a superpower.
Yeah.
In reverse.
Well, after a while, it don't hurt. So, I mean, it's all right. You get used to it. Just take a real hot shower and take care of it.
Nothing like a hot shower after on a sunburn.
It sets it in, though.
It does. Just turn it in there.
A little bit hotter than what you normally do, mm-hmm. and you're good to go.
Ah, that's impossible. I turn my shower to maximum heat.
Do you?
Every time I get in it, yeah.
I do too, but mostly, yeah. Not when I first get in, but you got to work my way to it.
No, I just go full blown, burn your skin off, and then hop in there.
And you leave it there?
Yeah.
That's the best way to take one. Okay. What's the point in taking a shower if you're going to take a cold one? It don't make
sense. Well, I mean, I don't take a cold shower. I get it all the way hot, and then I dial it back to where I can take it.
Oh, you're sensitive.
Sensitive skin.
Just a soft little guy.
Yeah.
That's what he's scared of, hot water. We figured that out.
Finally left myself open.
That's what you did. I'm just going to keep fishing until you did.
Well, you know.
Yeah. But no, I feel like the hotter the water, the better the shower, you know?
You definitely get cleaner.
Yeah.
Gets into the muscles. I mean, if I'm like sore or real dirty, I leave it all the way on.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I freeze to death always anyway, so that's why I love it. So
yeah, that is
true. It warms me up.
If for those that don't know, it'll be 90 degrees at the bowling alley, and JT will be wearing a jacket.
He was almost wearing a winter coat when we started this podcast.
I'm not even wearing a jacket at all today.
I'm wearing two.
All right.
Well, this was fun.
Yeah, it was.
We knocked one out. Welcome aboard, JT.
Yeah, we love having
you here.
You.
Look forward to getting to know you even better. You know, it's and trying to help people together. So. Check us out on YouTube or listen to our audio versions on Apple, Google, Spotify, Podbean, Amazon Music. And as always, stay grateful.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction or in recovery and needs guidance, speak with Turning Point's team of peer support specialists by calling 270-444-3621. You are not alone, and we are proof that recovery is possible.